Hey everybody, welcome. Sorry we're a little late today, technical difficulties there in the studio. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. I am your host, Sharon Jeffers, and I have a guest with me today, Jesse Dean. I'm really excited about this. If you're new to the show, welcome. This show is based on an ancient science known as the Mystic Science of the Cards. It's an oracle that reveals that our regular deck of playing cards is actually not so regular after all. It's a mystic science that reveals the matrix of time, who we are, what our destinies are, and how our relationships work. You can go to my website, starofthemagi.com. You have a link there on the radio page. And look up your birthday if you don't know it. And just there's some different information there you can check out. You can also send us an email while we're on the air at starofthemagi.com. Don't do that. starofthemagi@earthling.net. Okay, if you want to ask a question. I don't know if we're going to do readings or not. We may, and this could be really interesting. Because I have here with me Jesse Dean. And Jesse, when did we connect?
About
3 years ago via phone.
Right, over the phone.
Yeah. And so this is the first time we've ever met, and we're actually sitting here together. And I just want to tell you a little bit about him first. Jesse has been an international musical performing artist, composer and producer, author, sculptor, builder, financier, investment advisor, master clinical hypnotherapist, life coach, and wellness consultant for decades. And his out-of-the-box thinking, compassion, and personal drive are what have shaped his extraordinary life. And to ground his creative life force and work, Jesse has practiced, how do you pronounce this?
Nichiren Buddhism.
Nichiren Buddhism for over 20 years. And he combines the practical wisdom of his practice of Buddhism together with the illuminating revelations of the mystic science of the cards. And in everything he does, his work, his interactions with people, everything. And he uses the cards to enhance his intuition when assisting others to achieve their greater emotional freedom and deeper personal understanding. And Jesse had the great good fortune of being a student of Tom Johnson, and most of you do not know who Tom Johnson was. And I say was because Tom left this physical plane on November 20th of 2007, which was a great loss to all of us in the physical plane, although he does still show up on the other side. He's been showing up for me.
I believe he's here right now.
Yes, I do too, and I'm really excited about that.
Welcome, Tom.
Yes, he's representing the Queen of Diamonds realm. Tom was a dear friend of mine. I met him when I lived on Kauai, when I first moved there, actually. And so we're honoring his presence here with us today. Jesse lives in Laguna Niguel, California, and later at the end I'll give you his website information and stuff. What's really fascinating for me, and I'm sure for you, is that I'm the King of Diamonds and Jesse is the Seven of Spades. And we're both Aries, so at some point, you know, there might be smoke coming out of your computer.
It'll be a warm light.
It'll be a warm light, yes. We're going to illuminate you with lots of fire. So the King of Diamonds is the spirit card for the Seven of Spades. And the Seven of Spades is the soul card of the King of Diamonds. So we have this amazing connection. And then he's also my Phoenix card vertically, which is, to me, it's like a destiny. That card draws you up into the fullness of your expression of being in your lifetime. So it's really interesting when you, to me, because I've only met a few Seven of Spades in my life.
We're a rare bird.
You're a rare bird. There's only four birthdays
right.
in a year.
Yep.
Rare bird.
Mm-hmm. Very rare.
And so, you know, I've been staring at him a lot because I see this energetic composition in the air between us of, like, you know, definitely I've known this
like
person
a mirror.
In the past. Yes, really a mirror, and it's like an inside-out mirror.
Right.
Because, you know, we've been talking for the last hour and a half, and, you know, it's fascinating to see how our perspectives reflect.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to jump into this because when he came in, I was looking at Barack Obama and Joe Biden in the car. Because somebody had sent me an email and asked me to look at Joe Biden's cards. And so, you know, I thought, well, I want to look at the two of them together. You know, those of you that know about my new book, it's on relationship connections. And so I wanted to look at their cards together. So, of course, you know, feel free to jump in here.
Oh, yeah.
When Jesse walked in, you know, I said, well, you know, their relationship is the death card. Now, I like to call the Nine of Spades the death card because I like the impact of the word death. I'm a pig in Chinese astrology.
Oh, okay.
We like impact.
And I said, well, I don't see that at all. I think that's the birth card. But that comes from my Buddhist perspective.
Well, and, you know, in my book, I do call this the card of recreation and reinvention.
Right. So it's very powerful. Transformative.
Yes.
And it's a new birth for absolutely everybody involved.
And see, the beauty of the death is that they're going to destroy all the things that have been corrupting. They are. They're going to plow through that. Look at these cards. Okay, so the birth cards together is the Nine of Spades.
Right, right.
Which is the card of universal life.
Yes.
Right?
Yep, universal life. And then, keep going
these
here.
Are, okay, they're planetary ruling cards together, and both of their planets, we're talking about Barack Obama and Joe Biden, because they are, you know, in the spotlight this week. Both of them have planetary ruling cards that are four. Barack is a four diamonds, and Joe Biden is a four spades, which is, you know, he's the king of hearts. And usually, you know, most king of hearts are like lions. You know, they lay
right.
around until they're hungry.
And, you know, all the talk about why Barack picked Joe Biden was he needed a trump card for John McCain, and the king of hearts will trump that ten of hearts, John McCain, in every play.
Yes, give me five.
Yes.
It will.
It will.
And then he's got that four spades that's just like, look, it's my way or the highway.
That's
you know,
right.
If I need to run over you to get there, I'm going to do it.
Well,
they don't back
down. He won't hear the thump.
No, he won't hear the thump. He won't even know. He'll just go.
That's right.
So those cards together are the Eight of Clubs.
Unchanging, unshakable. These guys will not be perturbed by anything.
And this is how they'll move. This is the expression they bring forth, right?
Very, very powerful, very aggressive. They're moving this country with emotion.
Yes.
And that's...
And determination.
Determination.
Unwavering determination.
With a sense of great protection. They're acting out of a sense of protection to protect the very core of what this country represents
in
the world.
Yes, and they will not accept anything other than that.
No, we need a team this strong.
We do, and it's incredible. Because this, to me, this Nine of Spades, is like the bulldozer. It's just like, okay, we don't want this.
It's a composter.
Boom. Right, exactly.
I say it's a composter.
Composter is a better word. I like bulldoze and composter. I got to get that bulldozing in there.
All right. Well, the pig in the... Yes.
No, composting is good. The Eight of Clubs is going to build. those two fours together. Yeah,
build with ideas.
Build new structures.
Yeah,
structures. And then look at the spirit card. What comes from within all of this? The Ace of Hearts.
The rebirth of the spirit. You're going to find that people all over the world are resonating with this sense of hope. So the concept of hope comes from the very core of our hearts. And people are awakening a sense of hope that they've lost in the last 8 years.
Yes.
A sense that, you know, it is possible that there's something good, that something good could be done.
Yes.
The cynicism is going to burn off here.
Yes. And that's really what's attracted so many people to him, to Barak. And him being a Nine of Diamonds, that is the card of the universal giver. We have a question from Tamara.
She's
getting pregnant. Okay, well, let's come back to that later. Thank you for the love, and we will look at that. See if we see the Ace of Hearts and Queen of Hearts in your cards.
Okay.
So this is a dynamic duo now. On his own, Barak.
On his own, he is the giver. He's the bodhisattva.
Yes.
He's driven by an inner spirit to heal and to bring together. He's the kind of guy who shows up when somebody gets bruised. And we're badly bruised as a nation.
Yeah.
And here he is. And none of it is affected. This is who this individual is.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't check his wife, Michelle's card, to see where that support's coming.
Oh.
Let's take a look at that.
No, we're going to look at that. Yeah, I want to say also that, Joe, it's really interesting to look at these guys on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just talk about Joe Biden for a second while I look at Michelle?
We're talking about somebody of tremendous emotional and spiritual authority, and who's, you know, you heard him say in his speech last night.
Ooh, she's a Ten of Diamonds.
Oh, that's amazing. She is totally protected.
Capricorn. Yeah.
Wow. Okay,
so Capricorn, Ten of Diamonds, and they have that past life side-by-side connection.
That is amazing.
Nine and Ten of Diamonds, Michelle and Obama. I'll tell you something. Do you see this? I don't know if you work this way in the cards, because we come from...
Right, different perspectives.
Yeah, but I always see, and you just said earlier, you had a friend who's a Jack of Clubs who's married to the Queen of Spades.
That's right.
They sit side-by-side in the life path.
Right, energy card.
Yes. One of the things that I've noticed over the past years is that couples that have two prominent cards, any of their personal significators, that sit side by side in either the spirit path or the life spread,
mm-hmm.
they stay together forever. It's the most amazing support of one another and have for each other.
Well,
and they get through anything, and they're just like, they're like really great friends.
Well, they certainly appear to be.
Yeah. And there's an instant recognition of those people.
We're talking about two powerful beings playing together, and she really is going to be his anchor.
Yes.
She's the grounding force there, because the nines are a constant transformation.
Yes.
It doesn't stop.
And they don't, their feet aren't planted.
Right. No. So they're the oddball still. So.
Yes.
But he's here to complete. And, you know, it's fascinating that George Bush was a Nine of Diamonds, is a Nine of Diamonds. But we see this completely different expression of this character of the card.
Well, we've seen the high side and the low side.
Low side, that's right.
And, you know, this is where, because Tom did not teach the planetary ruling card. So this is where I want to bring that in.
Oh, please.
Because George Bush's planetary ruling card is the Two of Spades. This is a very friendly card. It's a friendship card.
And everybody thinks it's very friendly.
Yes, they
love
it. Come on over, have a beer, let's go fishing, play some golf.
Yep.
You know, we'll take a vacation. Let's take another vacation.
Yeah.
Let's play some more golf and go fishing.
Right.
All right?
Meanwhile, we got a country to run. Oh,
yes.
Sorry, we're doing golf.
Oh, well. He flew what into where? So, you know, now Barak, so the planetary ruling card, it's a very significant card, people.
So tell everybody how to identify that card.
Yes. How we identify the planetary ruling card is by our astrological sun. So in the life path of the cards, and if you're on my website, if you're not, you might want to go on there, starthemagi.com. In the nav bar, click on the cards, And in the cards, down toward the bottom, I have actually put charts up finally. I've been promising to do this for months, and I got them up there. And you will see a chart that shows you an example. First, I have the grand life spread, and then below it, I have a reading of the life path, how to read the life path, a sample of that. So I use my card, the King of Spades, and I show you how you read...
The King of Diamonds.
Diamonds.
Right.
Yeah, who am I?
Yeah, the King of Diamonds.
Jeez, well, we...
Yeah. Just so they know that you're
I'm talking. So excited, yeah. You see. Just being here with my soul card is like... There's all this stuff going on.
A lot of activation.
Yes, it's incredible. So, and I'm a, you know...
Yes, yes.
Okay, so each one of these cards, like the first card in your life path is, of course, your birth card. That would be the King of Diamonds in this chart. And then comes the Mercury card. You can see at the bottom, if you're there, how I've written the planetary influences. So we've got Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, Trans-Pluto, Magi, Moon, and Phoenix. So as we move through this 13-card life path, because we have a 13-card life path, just as there are 13 cards in each one of the suits. So I'm an Aries. Aries is ruled by Mars. So we go Mercury, Venus, Mars. So my planetary ruling card is the Two of Diamonds. Barack Obama is a
nine
Leo.
Diamond.
He's a Leo Nine of Diamonds. So his planetary ruling card is his Uranus card. If you study with Robert Camp, you're going to think you're a double Nine of Diamonds if you're a Leo. I want you to consider exploring looking at the Uranus card, okay? Because you'll see that it is right on the money. So Barack's planetary ruling card is the Four of Diamonds. Now, a Four of Diamonds, and the planetary ruling card governs how we move through the world, okay? Our birth card is our soul's expression. It's the costume that we're wearing to the ball. The planetary ruling card defines how we actually move through the world. Now,
yes.
You can think about that because what your planetary ruling card is the Jack of Diamonds.
Diamond.
Total
that's
Jack
right.
of Diamonds.
That's right.
Excuse
promoter.
Me very
that's
much.
Right. Yes, right.
And this is how other people see us.
Yes. Yeah.
And this is how we think of ourselves.
In my case, the work card. My work expression.
Absolutely,
right.
Because it's Mars.
Mars yeah.
You're Mars because you're an Aries.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for Barack, Uranus represents all the people.
And the transformation.
The masses of people, the transformation, get rid of the old, bring in the new. We're not talking, you got to look at this, people, if you're not looking at the planetary ruling card of a Leo as the Uranus card, because he is manifesting that card. You know, when he first came on the scene, I thought, oh, he's really beautiful. But I really felt that, you know, he was maybe wondering how he showed up in that position. It was just like, well, how did I get here now? I mean, I've had these experiences in my life where I go, and how did I get here? And so I sort of felt that around him. And over the months, he has matured and been shaped by the people. Because when you have this Uranus rulership and it's the Four of Diamonds, that card brings our values into form. That card brings values into form, gives them structure, and it's
and
in
it births,
Venus.
Venus. It's
Venus.
The genesis here. A whole new way.
Whole new way of being. Whereas George Bush, it's like, let's do one-on-one. Let's get together. You know?
Yeah, let me look into Putin's eyes, and I can trust that guy.
Yeah. Of course, I can't see straight, but
right.
That's okay.
Right.
I need to see. So here we have this Four of Diamonds, and they are relentless. They know who they are when they're productive, when they're working, when they're founding things, keeping the structure together, and moving through it consistently. He will be consistent.
He will be the hardest working president that we've probably had in 100 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It is exciting. And he will have everybody working hard.
And you know, that Nine of Diamonds has a natural tendency toward dictatorship. And you know, I said to my son, and I know what you're going to say because you said it earlier and you can say it, but I said to my son at one point, you know, I'm a little worried about this, and this was months ago, because I see the Nine of Diamonds as a dictator. And he said, Mom, maybe we need a dictator. Maybe we need a benevolent dictator that says, you can't do this, but you can do this. This is what's right, and this is wrong. And I thought, wow, he really has a point there. He's a six of clubs.
Well, that's an interesting take. I look at that Nine of Diamonds, and I see the nine, the symbology of the nine itself,
yeah,
with the energy in the head.
Yes.
So my take on Barack is he brings that, what you're describing as a dictatorial quality, is his mind is projecting out, this is the way I see it, this,
yeah,
is the way I see it, which he does. And he'll go on and on and on. It can be very tiresome.
Burned out.
Right. You can feel him figuring it out
while
he's going. While he's going.
Right.
But he's got the ability to do it, and then he brings that down.
Yeah.
And you know, he'll complete the ideas. Actually, I think more is a bringing up. When you talk about bringing up from the masses, from the people, I think that's true. He's bringing up from the form.
Okay.
He's formulating these ideas.
See, I see that as the higher expression of,
yeah,
the nine. The unconscious expression of the nine takes the energy down.
Well, that's the former president, the man who was
president,
president.
Yes.
Mr. Bush. Yeah.
So, yeah, to do. I also see the nine as a cosmic egg with a tail.
There you go. I like that.
And that is full of goodies. And when we let go of all this mundane and open our consciousness, then we get the goodies. The egg opens up.
I still think it's his wife who is his lucky charm.
Well, that Ten of Diamonds.
Yeah.
She is.
That's
and then
that combination.
And then what is Joe Biden's wife's name?
Michelle, isn't it?
Oh, her name's Michelle too?
Is it also Michelle?
I don't know.
He talked about her last night. She said she leaves me. She's the only person who leaves me breathless and speechless at the same time.
No.
It's a beautiful line.
Joe Biden's wife is who?
Let's see. We're about to find out.
Yeah. We don't want dead air time.
No.
So somebody needs to be
talking.
We have a question
here.
Okay, I know what. Just a quick question. What do you see? Okay, we got to go with tomorrow first. So, do you want to look at
sure.
her cards while I find
says,
Joe Biden's wife?
Well,
if anybody knows Joe Biden's wife, Karen, are you out there? Because Jill.
Go to Wikipedia.
Jill.
Jill. Okay, is it Jill?
Jill Biden. Okay.
All right. See if her name comes up there.
Let's stay here with this.
All right.
For Jill Biden.
Tomorrow, October 9th.
Tomorrow's the Ten of Hearts Day.
Well,
August 23rd.
Yeah. Ten of Hearts. August 23rd is the Three of Clubs. It's my son, my youngest son.
Oh, so that's
so
Joe Biden's wife.
Right, okay.
So
well,
guess what sits side by side with them?
Uh-huh. And she's going to be very good friends with the Ten of Diamonds. Michelle, look at this. They're buddies.
Yep, mutual Mercury
and they're
connection.
They're Venus here, so that's a beautiful relationship. Three clubs of the Jack of Hearts.
They have a mutual Venus
yeah.
connection.
Yeah.
Strongest glue of relationship.
And they're going to be great buddies here. The three clubs and Barack. This is these are all people that are going to be closely connected. This is going to be a family.
Well, they already look.
They look like they're on the
when
stage.
You see them,
yeah,
okay?
they're definitely together.
Yeah.
Oh, this
it's
is
like
great.
Good casting for a TV show or a movie, you know?
It's going to be a dance.
Yeah. And so. Joe Biden's spirit card is the Two of Clubs,
mm-hmm.
and Jill Biden's birth card is the Three of Clubs. So they have that past life spirit birth connection there that's
there.
Really nice.
Joe's he did himself proud last night. Now, you haven't seen his
speech
yet. You'll have
yes.
to watch that on
yeah.
YouTube. That was outstanding.
Yeah,
he
I'm
really was. I love watching these personalities, these big personalities. Because they give great expression to the card.
Yeah.
It's projected there.
I know.
And it really is an amazing phenomenon. Once you start studying the cards and you know what you're looking for, you see it on display.
Yeah.
It is amazing. All the subtleties, the highs and the lows. So.
Yeah. Now, if anybody has any questions, comments, or any thing you want to add to this, what?
They were asking how old was Jill Biden.
Why does this say the 26th?
That was when the question was raised.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So Tamara had a question.
She's
here.
She's 57.
Uh-huh. Right. She's 57.
Right.
So tomorrow you asked about...
Tomorrow we're going to look at your question.
And then we'll segue from politics right into you, because you have... The Ten of Hearts is the same as John McCain.
No, she's the King of Clubs.
She's the King of Clubs here.
Yeah.
29.
She's the King of Clubs. October 9th.
Oh, she did a calculation for us.
Yeah. Where did she
see
the
King
ten
of
Clubs? Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's 29 minus 55, so she's
26. So she's 43. Let's look at age 40.
And you were asking in your... Well, I have to return to corporate job, or can I make it working myself? Well, to make it working yourself, you're going to have to exercise a tremendous amount of self-discipline, because being double Uranus, you're going off like a Roman candle in the universe. It's very hard to maintain that structure. You typically succeed in someone else's structure.
Well, she has a Libra. She's a Libra, so she has the Four of Hearts as her planetary ruling card.
So she can keep it together.
A lot of stability there. You're in the corporate. I have to return to my point. You know, you need to be doing something that has to do with beauty or home or family or people. If you take your, if there's something that speaks to you that you feel passionate about in that realm, because that Four of Hearts planetary ruling card is going to be how that King of Clubs shows up, right?
It'll show up in how you deal with others.
So is she asking about getting pregnant? Ooh, look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So Pluto.
You get the Three of Diamonds, the Jack Welch card.
Three of Diamonds?
Her husband, William, up here. The Three of Diamonds.
Oh, well, I'm looking for conception. And, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, I'm not sure about getting pregnant age 43. Are you 43 now?
She'd be 43.
No, she's October she turns 43, so she's still 42. Where is she? Jeff Bezos.
Right here, Mars and Saturn.
Oh, she's got this in Uranus. Well, I can see why you're thinking about it right now, that's for sure. If your birthday is in October 9th, you just went into Neptune on the 18th. You're really dreamy right now. Dreamy.
What do you see coming up for me regarding getting pregnant? Well, I see if you get pregnant, you are going to have an extraordinary life-transforming experience. Let me put it that way.
It may be hard work.
It will be a tremendous amount. It's going to be more work than you would like. And
yeah.
You're not getting any younger.
You know, you might want to wait till after you have your birthday to think about it. I mean, I understand the dreaming about this right now. Maybe right now what you want to dream about is the conception of the business that you would like to create.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's
and then after your birthday, review the baby thing. Because the baby thing...
You can have fun trying.
Yeah, do that.
I want to try with blank for a while.
Yeah. It may not be what you think, at least if you did it right now. But right now is a great time to put that energy into something more where you're going to build a foundation and create a structure and... birth something in your passion into it, right?
Mm. You have an extraordinary power as a senior club.
Yes.
That demands a great deal of attention. Having a child can be a cosmic lesson you might not be prepared for. So the idea of taking that energy and birthing something that you can sustain, where you will receive more and more attention, because once you have the child, the table's completely turned, and all that energy that you now have available for your own creation has to be redirected to somebody else.
Yes.
It can be a major, major burden to your soul at this age, 43.
Not because you're 43. We're actually looking at the where the cards are sitting. Much better influence for you to become the king that you are and the queen. You know, sit in your throne, put on your crown, decide how you want your kingdom. Create a kingdom for yourself, because the King of Clubs is meant to have a kingdom. If you look at the King of Clubs card, he's holding the world in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's move on now. Thank you for your question. We're going to go to Rose in Toronto. And Rose was born June 8th. Which is the Nine of Diamonds, isn't it?
I think so.
And 1958. So that would make her 50, right?
Yep.
8 minus 58. I never trust my simple
math.
Right,
always got to do my math.
So she's a Gemini, Nine of Diamonds, Nine of Diamonds, Seven of Spades. And she's 50. So let's turn to 50. What are you asking here? What do you see going on in my romantic life now and in the near future? She's got the King of Hearts in her house.
Right.
Yum, yum, yum. And in her natal Mars house, she's got the Ace of Hearts. But where is she? She's up here.
Right.
Ooh, definitely changes going on. Also relative to relationship. And the way you're seeing, I mean, this is a huge year, age 50, for change.
And and not only is it a huge year for change, but you have this tremendous power that you're going to have available to you. So whatever you focus on this year is going to be amplified.
I'd be focused on making money.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I mean, look
at
that.
You are surrounded by diamonds.
You're sitting between the Jack and King of Diamonds, and the Jack Diamond sitting in a Ten of Spades house, which is accomplishment in the material plane and spiritual, and the King of Diamonds sitting in the Three of Diamonds house, which is you can create multiple streams of income with that kind of creative energy.
Focus on that, romance will take care of itself.
Yeah, and somebody from the past is probably going to show up. But it will happen through, you know, applying yourself in work in some way, or maybe even traveling. What's your planetary seven? Sitting down here. Honey, you're at the front of the Saturn line. You just need to work your little butt off right now. And, you know, you might get a nice surprise by the time your next birthday comes. But your focus needs to be on manifesting your passion in the physical plane, don't you think?
I think so. The romance is going to take back seat right now. and your interest in it is a distraction from what you're about to do.
You're here.
So take a good look at that and enjoy. And any kind of romance that comes along, you keep that as a light side event. Don't put all your energy into that. Let whatever comes, you play that lightly.
Let it unfold naturally. And you know what? When you're 51, you got the Queen of Hearts and Two of Hearts in Jupiter.
Oh, my goodness.
Yum, that's a
home run.
So focus on the other stuff now.
Yes, absolutely.
On your own personal power. Because, you know, this could be a leak, okay? Let it happen on its own. It's already in the cards. All right, darling? Thank you for your email. Okay, we got one from Susie.
Okay, so...
Four of Spades. She's a four of
Spades.
And she's 60 years old.
All right, so...
Okay.
So here you are. Well, you're sitting in a...
Quick, no dead air time.
No dead air time here. Well, this is... You're on to the next one there?
Okay. Oh, I'm just looking at the email that came from my publisher.
So the four of spades, you're asking, was it a generic question?
She just wants you... She
says I'm not...
Susie?
Not in his
nest.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Four of spades, the current reading.
Well, yeah. Let me tell you what 52-day cycle she's in, and then you can tap into that.
Yeah, more tap into the...
Do you read the 52-day
cycle?
Oh, you don't?
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so let's see. She's in Mars, so she's got the Ten of Clubs in Mars, of course, sitting around with the Neptune, ding, 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 and the Seven of Hearts. Well, she definitely had an opportunity for that. Her planetary ruling card is the Ten of Diamonds. What I see here with this Ten of Hearts sitting in here and the Six of Hearts here, if she needs to be interacting this year, age 60, with groups of people of like mind and more spirit, or connecting with family, friends, there needs to be a lot more social activity going on, I think, don't you? And here, too, with the Two of Spades. Where are you going?
I'm not doing the head thing. I'm doing the soul check here to see what's happening here for her now. And, I do feel your desire to belong and connect, to have a sense of family, a sense of belongingness, where you can connect really emotionally at a deep soul level with people around you. And that's only going to happen if you do get out and you share your heart and you share your thoughts with the people around you. Find a community, a setting where you can interact and share what's coming up for you. And you're going to find that tremendously satisfying and cathartic as you recreate yourself this year.
Okay, we're going to open the lines for people to call in. And I am looking for the number. Here they are. You can call in toll-free, 877-876-5227. That's the USA only. U.S. and Canada can call in on 888-815-9756. That's U.S. and Canada. So if you want to call in and talk to Jesse and I, go for it, because we're here right now. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. You're on BBS Radio. And with Sharon Jeffers and my guest Jesse Dean, who is here with me today. You can go to my website, starofthemagi.com. That's StarofTheMagi.com. And, look up your soul card. If you want to know your soul card, spirit card, or planetary ruling card, call me or call us, and we'll tell you what they are. I also explain what those cards are on my website. I want to give you Jesse's website address. His web is www.owpro.com. And hello, we have a caller. Please identify yourself.
Hi, Sharon. I'm Dina calling from Canada.
Dina?
Yes.
Hi, Dina.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Where in Canada are you?
I'm in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Oh,
wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in. Are you familiar
you
with the card?
A little bit. I was actually listening, and I went on your website, and I was just reviewing it, but I would like to know a little bit more about them, but I thought that I would call in just to see what you might be able to see for my birthday.
What is your birthday?
My birthday is December 9th, 1970.
December 9th, 1970.
Yes.
That's the 9 of clubs.
Right,
yes?
That's the 9 of clubs.
9 of clubs. And 1970, makes you 38 years old right now, correct? No, 37.
I'm 37. I will be 38 this December.
That diamond's here. So you're a Sagittarius Nine of Clubs. So her planetary ruling card is the King of Diamonds.
Well.
Okay.
Yes, here we are. Here, you've got the king inside, I've got the king out. Okay, so let's check out things. Oh, you have the Eight of Diamonds in your house this year. This year, age 37 is ruled by the planet Mars. So this is a really good year to take action, make things happen, focus on work, get things moving.
Absolutely. Work, financial creation, opportunity. That's a tremendous amount of power available to you. When Sharon talks about this is the year to do that, we're talking about the potential that's available to you.
Yeah.
Right? As all the energies are shifting, we live in this ocean of energetics. You are positioned in this amazing field of potential to expand and develop your financial wherewithal. So...
Okay.
It's like you're sitting on a rocket ship pointed at the dollar, and you got to direct it. You have to decide where you're going to direct that.
Right.
And you have a lot of change happening this year. You're changing the way you're thinking about things, the plans that you have. There's also some sort of change or restlessness relative to home or relationship, yes?
Sorry, pardon?
Are you feeling restless?
Yes, I am actually. We're actually thinking about maybe a possibility of a move, but I am kind of feeling restless about.
Yeah, that's what I just said. What I said that you didn't hear, I said you're probably thinking about a change with home or.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, you're sitting in the Five of Hearts house, and you have the Five of Hearts in your face, and the Five of Hearts brings about change in the way we feel. Relative to relationship, it can be relationship with our home, the town we live in, the people around us, anything having to do with things that are ruled by the heart suit. So, you also have a Five of Spades in Pluto, so it's very likely that you are going to be booted into some sort of move. And I say booted because when that card's in Pluto, it could, like, you're just walking along and all of a sudden, kaboom. Everything.
Okay.
And changes really fast.
Happens fast.
This also should be stirring up things from the past or deep down, maybe that, you haven't thought about in a long time, or a lot of stirring going on with you, my darling.
It's like an inner urge for freedom. There's something inside that wants to experience something else. The new.
Yes.
Do you feel that?
Yes, I feel that.
It's a birth taking place that you're feeling confined, and you've got to express your soul. And it's not happening where you are, and so this is what's moving you.
Yes.
Exactly.
Movement.
Wow.
So
this
is not
be
a
this
time
business.
To really accomplish something. It's more a time to really let those energies just move from deep within you and then put you into action, which is where the Mars...
And you can play with this. Set yourself into some kind of activity that allows your creativity to be stimulated. A free association. Get yourself out in nature where you can just let the natural process of growth and development inspire you.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Listen to some music that awakens you, your soul, that makes you want to dance, that just loosens you up. Anything that will get the juices flowing, because... That's what's happening now, and you can cultivate that. And one of the things I would really encourage you to do is keep yourself as healthy as you can, because when these kinds of energies start to stress, we tend to create more stress inside. So eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables. Make yourself very alkaline so that you can enjoy the transformation without it being disruptive.
You know, the other thing that's going on with you, Dina, is... it's interesting that you have a combination of a lot of restless energy and then there's a little bit of a feeling of maybe lethargy, like things aren't really moving. But it's sort of, I get this feeling like a racehorse in the gate and the bell's not ringing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can totally relate to that.
Yeah. This is a combination of influences you have here. And one of the things that I want to suggest to you, instead of, you know, really allow yourself to dream. Let yourself just lay back into your dreaming self. And give yourself permission to just dream the reality that wants to meet you in time, because that's what's happening. A big shift is taking place. It's already there. You're going to meet together. And the dreaming is what's going to connect you from the inside, like Jesse was saying, that urge of your soul.
And if you can tune yourself into a heightened sense of appreciation, you're going to accelerate it and keep yourself clear of any anxieties about the shift.
Yeah, physical movement and little trips and stuff are good, too.
Right, yeah, keep the energy flowing.
Yeah, movement,
exactly.
movement. Mars and all these fives equals movement in all capital letters about 27 feet tall.
Okay. That sounds wonderful.
Right, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much for taking your time.
You're very welcome. Okay, we have time for one more call, but we also have somebody, Nancy Sue, who's 55, and she's a 3 of diamonds, 2 of hearts, and she wants to know.
I can't read it from over here.
Okay, yes, I can barely read it from here. It's finances and prosperity. Well, first thing I'm going to say to you is, are you clearly communicating what you actually want? That's my first question to you, because that's the secret for you right now. And, I mean, because the opportunities, they want to come, but there's a lot going on about communication, don't you think?
This whole year is all about communication.
Yep, and it starts inside. It actually starts very deep inside. And so, you know, you want to stand facing yourself and have conversations about, I think, what you want to create.
What's on your mind, right?
Yeah,
you got to voice it, articulate it, let it come out, think about it.
Because the accomplishment is there to support you.
Yeah.
It's about clarity.
It's about clarity.
It's really about clarity.
And a great people will listen to you now because you have this heightened ability to communicate.
Yeah. It's just you have to first be communicating clearly inside with yourself. One that is locked in, load and lock, as they say with the thing.
Uh-huh. There you go, Annie Oakley coming home.
Annie Oakley.
Yes, load and lock.
You were talking earlier about how he said, did you wear an Annie Oakley costume when you were a kid? I said, I lived in it. So, love and lock, girlfriend. Get that communication with yourself clear as a bell, crystal bell. And then, poof, communicate with the rest of creation, and it'll happen. Okay, we have time for one more call. And those numbers are 877-876-5227. 888-815-9756 here in Canada. So
what do you see for John McCain next week in the...
Well, John McCain, I'm loving that you're just now asking this question,
right?
Because John McCain's birthday is tomorrow.
That's right. He's
turning 72. Look at his long range.
For all those that are taking odds in Vegas on the election.
Okay, do you look at long range cards?
Okay, so we're going
to look at his long range cards. So John McCain's a double 10, 10 of hearts, 10 of diamonds. Now that right there is what's kept him in the spotlight all this time. Woo! So, let's see, 71-2. Okay, he's been very popular this past year, but he's now got the 3 of spades. This is why we were talking earlier about how his energy seems to be running down.
Yeah, yeah.
That's his 3 of spades energy. They have the 7 of spades in Neptune.
Uh-huh.
So traveling to foreign countries and moving all around and doing all these things at the same time. It is, and this card, it slows you down.
Well, he's definitely slowing down.
I have this, you know, I know about this card. So, actually, I think I may know about him. Okay, but his other card's sitting up here, his birth card's sitting up here in the 10 of hearts house, but we got this. Where is the Ten of Diamonds? Oh, we're looking long range.
Yeah, you were looking long range.
Yeah. I'm looking long range. 1, 2, 3, Ten of Spades. Well, that's nice. But he may start feeling like he's not sure about something here. So let's look at the year. Mars year for him. Been in the lovely Venus year. I bet his anger is going to start showing up again.
Oh, it's going to be really hot, very fast.
He does have the King of Diamonds in his house. That's a big boon. Big boon. So, I don't know, look at him. He's looking pretty good. He's sitting in the King of Hearts house. He's looking very good, actually.
He turned 72.
But look at this. Isn't he?
Right.
Yeah, 36 from 08 to 72.
So he's going to be very aggressive here starting tonight.
He is. He's going to get more aggressive.
He's going to get very, very aggressive.
That's a good point right there. And he's got the Eight of Diamonds in Mars.
Right.
I mean, he's... he's got really powerful cards. The interesting thing is, his outcome card is the Nine of Diamonds.
Uh-huh. And that's, guess who?
Barack Obama. But his other outcome card, Two of Diamonds in the Jack of Diamonds house, which is the country. I mean, John McCain has really, really powerful cards right now, getting them right now. And I think he's going to turn into a tiger.
Right. He's going to show his...
I'm going to look at his three-month cycle here coming out of the chute.
I think that'll show where he is in November.
Yeah. So, 72, that would be plate 18. So, the three-month cycle he enters tomorrow is Saturn. It's governed by Saturn. He's going to gain popularity. He's sitting in the King of Diamonds house. Look who's behind him, Joe Biden.
The Ten of Hearts.
Yeah, but this is his planetary ruling card.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. You tricked me there. There we go.
Sorry, I forget you.
There we go.
So this three-month cycle, he's going to have to be in integrity, or he's going to get smacked around like...
He's still out of integrity right now.
That's going to bite his fanny there.
Yeah, that's going to bite his fanny. This is going to be a very transformative 3 months.
Yes, this 3 months will be extremely transformative for him. And he's going to have to cover some tracks. I feel like some things are going to come up and really confront him in a very major way.
Right.
Okay, so we have to get off the air now. We're just so having such a good time.
Yeah, what's
thank
fun.
You so much for being here.
Thank you, Sharon, for having me.
It's wonderful having you here again. Jesse's website is www.owpro.com. Thank you for being here. We have to do this again. This is really fun.
We'll do it for sure.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
On this wonderful Jack of Hearts day.
Yes, we love you. Bye.
Bye.